Hi there, this is Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching, and I would like to talk to you about confidence at Christmas and your single girl's survival guide to the festive season. Christmas comes along whether we like it or not, and if you found yourself that you are newly single and you're out of a toxic relationship, you have a choice. And your choice is that you can embrace it or you can hide from it. Now, my very first Christmas alone after getting out of my relationship, I thought would be quite a good time for me. But sadly, I lost my dad as well that year, and Christmas was not a good time. And looking back on it, remembering how much I tried to hide away, it just made it so much worse. So although I felt like I had a lot to contend with, I really didn't do the right things. And what I should have done, and felt like would have been better having looked back on it, was just to really embrace Christmas and the fact that it had come up. Because do you know what? Despite the fact that there was loads of stuff going on with my life at the time, I was also free. So I was free to have the Christmas I wanted, to have the tree I wanted, and to do the visiting that I wanted. So I wasn't forced into visiting somebody else's family while I didn't get to visit mine, you know. Because, you know, in that sort of relationship, you've got not an awful lot of respect for you, is there, you know, and you end up visiting their parents and not seeing yours, etc., etc. So this is what I really wish I'd embraced at the time. And it's just about having the right mindset and the confidence in yourself to say, well, things have changed, I'm moving on, and my life is moving on. And Christmas is just that time to start embracing this. If you lock yourself away at Christmas, you are locking yourself away from the people that love you and want to help you as well. And remember, those are the people that you never got to see at Christmas. So here are some of my tips for enjoying and surviving this Christmas that you are out of your relationship. So despite the fact that you may be newly single or you might have been in this situation before, if you have been in this situation before, it's time to learn the lessons from last Christmas. So do you remember that you tried to ignore it and hope it would all just go away and it didn't? Everybody is insufferably happy and it can be really hard when this is not what you want. So if you can't beat it, join it. And it's amazing how even when you know you don't feel great and you're not happy about your situation, etc., etc., the more you join in with this, the better it's going to feel. You don't have to feel this lonely at Christmas. You can see people that you love, see people who love you. You can buy yourself presents, have a tree, put your presents under the tree, wrap them. You know, it's not sad, it's taking care of yourself, and it's so important to take care of yourself at this time. You've got the entire Christmas season to get through, as well as just this one day of Christmas, so why not use it to visit people and to do things for yourself and to go and visit places that you've not seen for a while. You know, and if your parents are around, go and spend Christmas with your parents. Just do some of the things that you really want to do. You are a single girl and it's not a sad thing. Lots of people are quite lonely at Christmas, but you don't have to fall into that pattern of loneliness. You know, you can choose what you want to do. And when it comes down to doing your Christmas food shop as well, I can remember that particular Christmas I was thinking of. My Christmas food shop was, because I was a smoker at the time, 60 Marlboro Lights and some milk, and that was it. It's one of the saddest, saddest times of my life. So you can do that, or you can go to Marks and Sparks and you can go and buy yourself a bottle of champagne and you can go and buy yourself the ingredients for a Christmas dinner. Just one tip though, don't buy a meal for one, because that will really feel very sad. But do something to indulge yourself. Go and buy the ingredients that you like. Make sure you've got a good tally mag. Watch the TV you want. Remember, nobody's going to hog the remote control but you. And just enjoy Christmas, because it's yours. Okay? That's my advice this time.